Hey, Cleaning Nation, want to hang out with me in person? I know that I want to see you. The ISSA, our big industry association, is holding their annual event in Dallas, and it's right around the corner, this October 29th through November 1st. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. The numbers, not the letters. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Go right now and get free access to the show on us. This only happens once a year, and there's going to be tons of amazing resources for you to grow your cleaning company. Join myself and all the titans of the cleaning industry at growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Do it now and get free access to the convention floor. Can't wait to see you there. And today we are chatting with my friend Dominique Williams from Auto Dealers Cleaner. These guys have been serving the Baltimore, Maryland area for just about a year. If you want to reach out to Dominique and his team, you get a hold of them at www.autodealerscleaner.com. Dominique, so good to have you on the show, buddy.
Mike, thanks for having me on the show, man. How you doing?
I am so good. It's so funny, man. I could have, a lot of people just been grandfathered in, like people in the community that I know and have known for a while. I just assume like, oh, you've probably been on the podcast at least once, maybe twice. And we booked you and I was like, hey, what's going on? You told me you'd never been on the show. I was totally shocked. I feel like we go way back and here you are. So before we get into your question, which I'm going to help you with, you've got such a cool story about how you started and the path that you took. And I think it will bring value for rest of Clean Nation. Will you share kind of how you started and what has transpired until now, and then tell me what you need now, and we'll give you some feedback to move you forward.
Sure, absolutely, Mike. Well, about a year ago, I decided to focus on pretty much building a scalable business. I was currently, which I'm still am, in real estate. And in real estate, I'm pretty much self-employed. So I was looking for a scalable business where I could grow the business and then put the money back into real estate, which will be an investment vehicle at this point. And pretty much I had already had some experience with a previous cleaning business that I had, and I still had one contract that was pretty much just on autopilot. So the first thing I did was just start Googling. I literally Googled, wrote my cleaning company, and you popped up.
Aha!
Yeah. So I started watching your YouTube videos, and I got stuck, man, because you spoke to my pain pretty much in every video. So I was kind of stuck, and here I am now growing my cleaning company. You know, I use a lot of your different strategies as far as not just going after all customers, actually niching down and marketing towards their pain. So that's where I'm at right now.
You told the sanitized version that makes you look good and smart. Let's tell the other version where you look like a knucklehead so everyone else can go, hey, I did that, and Dominique's smart. If he sorted it out, I can sort it out. So when you started, you had no niche. Well, obviously, you had that one client. I remember you were like Stonehouse Group or something weird, because when you come up on the elite call, I'd be like, who is Stonehouse Group? And you'd be like, it's Dominique. I'm like, oh. Tell me about that. How did you go from Stonehouse Group, whatever your first name was, to Auto Dealers Cleaner?
Okay, yeah, well, it started off as Stonehouse Group. That was from my real estate company. So I just did a twist and just spent it off into my real estate. Then I realized, like, that just don't sound right. So I switched it to SHG, which it wasn't much better.
No.
And then I went with Priority. I didn't even share this with you, Mike, but Priority actually came from one of your podcasts. I think it was September the 25th, 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Woo! Pulling details.
Because I remember, because that same day, I said, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to start a new company, but I didn't have a name. So I kind of like forced myself, said, I'm putting a date on it, but I just got to figure out a name by that date. And I listened to one of your podcasts and it was about prioritizing something. And I was like, oh, Priority. You know, so the name really never really was like a big thing of mine, but Priority, and it kind of stuck. Then once I got into the program and realized, like, you need to niche down, I renamed my company after my niche, which is Auto Dealers Cleaner.
Yeah, and I think we first met at the live event, our first live event in April, like a year ago? No, maybe not even this April, 2018, correct?
Correct.
And I think you were still Stonehouse Group, and we actually, I remember you, I believe you were one of the guys that came up with, I'm going to change my niche to auto dealers. And then we had two other guys in the group that already had Auto Dealer Group. or they already had, it was one of their niches, they were a little larger, and you guys started connecting, correct?
Correct, absolutely. Yeah, at the event, my original niche was banks.
I remember
and
that.
And I was running into like a lot of different corporate loopholes, corporate hurdles that I really didn't want to go through. Like, I went through some of it, but once I got to the live event and I started, you know, networking with other people, I realized that the auto dealer's niche will actually help me, you know, reach my goals. So, you know, and I actually had people that was in the group that were there that was willing to help me. So it was kind of like a no-brainer. I actually formed the mastermind with those guys and everything. So.
And got those, I don't want to give names because everyone's going to want in, but those guys are bright guys. I'm so glad that you connected.
Amazing.
And I love that you take the coaching, right? A lot of guys would have gone home and been in love with their priority or their SHG or whatever it is. Dominique, one of my favorite things about this guy, coachable. Like, just we go do this. He's like, all right. And he does it. And now he's auto dealer's cleaner. And just imagine yourself as a prospective customer who's an auto dealer, who is his niche. If, you know, SHG wants an appointment with you, maybe. If Stonehouse Group wants it, that means nothing. If Priority, well, maybe. I'll get to be Priority. There's a little bit of a connection. Versus auto dealer's cleaner, instantly. It's so funny, too, because Dominique's like, I needed to grow my cleaning company. So I Googled grow my cleaning company. And how amazing it was that your name was the same thing as what I needed. And now you're auto dealer's cleaner. And if I'm an auto dealer, imagine, like, it almost works.
Model is success, man. That's pretty much. I copy and paste a lot of your stuff, Mike. So don't be surprised you start seeing a lot of my marketing look just like yours.
I have. And the funny thing is I forget that what I wrote, and when, because Dominic's in our elite group, so he'll, you know, I'll be giving him coaching. I'm like, this is really good, Dominique. And he's like, yeah, it's yours. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree with me. This is fantastic. So, all right. And just so you guys know, I don't think I've officially announced it yet, but now's as good a time as any. GrowMyCleanCompany.com/live. We just opened our next live event. We're recording this in October of 2018. The live event's going to be January 2019. As always, we're going to limit it to 16 owners. I think Dominique's in. We've got one or two others. If you want to go. Yeah, so Dominique will be there. So if you want to meet, I know I'll be there, but big deal. If you want to meet Dominique and his way too good looking for him wife, Danielle, growmycleaningcompany.com/live is where you can apply. It is by invitation only, but that's where you can figure out what the steps are. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Right. Enough of this nonsense. What's going on in your world? How can I help you get better today, Dominique?
All right, Mike. Well, since I got involved with the Clean Profit Method Elite Group, my main focus has really been on marketing and sales, mainly marketing. So it's two sides to the business, the marketing and sales, as well as the other side, which is the operation. So I'm trying to now figure out how to bridge the gap between the two, the marketing and the operation side. I actually have my business partner, my brother, who's actually going to be managing the operations side. And I just wanted to get some feedback from you, Mike, of how to pretty much integrate the two and any different tactics or tips that you may have to get that going.
Yeah, this is probably one of the biggest issues we have with people struggling, in that they get started and like, oh my gosh, I need some customers. And, you know, they listen to the podcast, they start implementing some stuff, they do well, and guess what? They get customers. And then they go, good Lord, someone's got to clean this crap, and I certainly want to do it. Mike always coaches me not to clean, so I better go get employees. And they stop doing what they're doing to get customers, because it's usually not a system, it's them hustling, which is good. For the first, you know, kind of couple or five or maybe even 10 customers, if you are part of that process, that's fine, just getting off the ground. But long term, that's not what we want, right? If you're doing hundreds of thousands of dollars, certainly not the $1 million level, you don't want to be the guy or gal that needs to get the customers, because when we take a break or go do operations or, God forbid, go on vacation, the growth stops. So very common for them to go, oh my gosh, I got to get customers, to do a bunch of work, and then they realize they need employees. They drop all of the momentum and work that they were doing with the on the client attraction side to go to employee attraction. And it takes a couple months, and guess what? It works. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I've got all these employees, and I don't have enough work. And they go back and forth, and it's scary. They're like, I can't get any more people because I don't have the work for them, but I'm afraid to get more work because who's going to clean it? Any of that resonating with where you're at, Dominique?
Yes, that's exactly where I'm at, Mike.
All right. So let me give you one kind of concept and one execution strategy. The big concept is we do systems first and we do them simultaneously. So again, if I'm the one hiring and I'm the one selling and I'm the one training and I'm the one following up with customers and I'm the one doing bids and I'm the one fill in the blank, it's tough because you can only do so many things. However, if I take that time instead of putting out fires, which is what hiring and marketing is if you're doing it yourself, and if you stop doing it, you stop getting a result, you want to install a sprinkler system that handles the fires for you, whether you're there or not. It takes a little extra time at the beginning, but then you only have to do it once and you can move it into maintaining the sprinkler system as opposed to constantly putting out fires. So the big concept is we are always setting up marketing systems and hiring systems as opposed to the system being Dominique needs a customer. Dominique goes out and talks to people that he thinks need his service and repeats until he gets a customer. And then Dominique needs employees and he does the same thing. So the concept of systems first is key. And the concept of we are going to do systems that are both working simultaneously. So we never drop the ops side to go to the marketing side or vice versa. It's always, we might shift our focus from 50-50. And again, really, there's three systems that you need, Clean Nation. How to get the clients, which is sales and marketing. Marketing gets the prospects, strangers to turn into prospects and prospects to come to you. Sales turns those prospects into customers. Sales and marketing is one of the things that you need. The second is delivery. And this is any business, and it's not the cleaning business. You've got to sell whatever it is that you do. You've got to provide that service or product, and then you've got to account for the whole damn thing. In the cleaning world, the accounting is very small, very easy. Until you get to several million in revenue, you can do it with a part-time CPA and a part-time bookkeeper. It's not a big deal. So we're not going to talk about that now. Not that it's not important. It's hugely important. It's just not, it should be taking 3% of your time. The remainder of your time, other than culture, which is a different topic for a different day, is going to be split between operations systems, setting up systems to attract and onboard the right employees and the systems to attract and onboard the right customers. So it's a lot of work, especially at the beginning when you have to do two at once. But once you have those two systems in place, you're kind of done, right? You can just maintain and really either your growth will exponentially increase because you've got all this time to really crank it out, or you can kind of step back and let the company set, I don't want to say on autopilot, but with a lot less input from you. So first and foremost, we never go 100% system, 100% client attraction, 0% employee attraction, and then reverse every 2 to 4 months, depending on how quickly you cycle. So we're always going to go somewhere between 20, 80, 80, 20, and somewhere in there, right? Is that fair that we're never going to just set it down? Okay. That said, let's talk about what the system would look like to get your operations going. First and foremost, and a lot of this you can get in the E-Myth, Michael Gerber's E-Myth Revisited. But the concept is you start with an org chart, right? So you just make a list. And the way I would put this together, just make a list of every single job that needs to be done. Supplies need to be ordered. Payrolls need to be done. Customers need to be attracted. Invoices need to go out. Money needs to be deposited. Things need to be cleaned. Customers, we need reviews from customer, right? Just sit down and think of literally the 100 things that you have to do. Once you do that, they'll start naturally put themselves in some sort of semblance of an order, right? You can put them in order of those three things that we just talked about, right? Some of them would be in the accounting piece of it. Some of them would be in the client attraction side, and the other third would be in the fulfillment side, right? So that's pretty easy. Once you do that, you can kind of separate them into job descriptions. And when you're just starting, your name's going to be in all of those boxes, right? So you'll have at the top CEO, that's Dominique. And then below that, you'll have Chief Marketing Officer, Dominique, Chief Operations Officer, Dominique, Chief Financial Officer, Dominique. And then below each of those, so you're going to kind of take all the things that need to be done, break them into those three areas, and then kind of break them down from that. Once you have those job, once you have that org chart built, you're going to make job descriptions. You will find that the guy that has a good personality for sales, sales, right? Eyeball to eyeball customers, converting warm leads into sales. That guy is going to be very different than the personality that is managing sales. Typically, sales manager, people a lot of times promote salespeople to sales manager, but the same skills that make you a good salesperson do not make you a good sales manager. Same thing makes you a good sales manager does not make you a good salesperson. Same with operations. The guy that's good at hiring is not always the best at initial onboard training. The guy that's the best at initial onboard training may not be the best at checking accounts and making sure that they stay motivated. The accountant almost is never good at sales, and the salesperson is almost never good at accounting. So you want to make sure you've got these job descriptions first. As a small business owner, and I did this, so I know this is why I know it doesn't work. We want to hire based on who we got, right? So Dominique's like, hey, my brother's here, and he says yes, so we're going to put him in ops, which is fine. but we typically write the job description around your brother, around whoever that guy or gal. Oh, we got Ben, and Ben's the best, and I love that guy, and he's so smart. So we craft our job descriptions around Ben. But the problem is when Ben leaves, we realize he was the only one that was good at marketing and accounts payable, right? And oh, and by the way, he also cleans a couple of accounts. So when we move the job descriptions around the skills of the person in it, you'll never grow. That you can get up to maybe 10, 15 people that way, but you can't have a 50-person organization where it's just like every job description is based on whoever's in that job. It just becomes a labyrinth of it's a mess, right? So org chart first, job descriptions second, systems third, right? So anytime we can have a system, we do that. So a perfect example would be ordering supplies. You could hire, you might say, well, right now I order supplies and I deliver the supplies, right? Sometimes we run out of this or we run out of that. So I go to Costco or I go to a supplier and I pick it up and I drop it off. So ordering and delivering supplies, you do that. And you might go, well, shoot, I don't want to do that. It's a $10 an hour job. I should have someone else do it. Well, that would be last, right? We have third would be systems. Or you could have a good relationship with your sanitary supply supplier and have him just go check on your accounts and deliver supplies once a week without you being involved, right? So instead of hiring someone, we could have a system for that. Same thing with checking jobs. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to have a supervisor to check jobs. Well, I like having a system where everybody checks at least one other job than their own every week, right? So instead of having to hire another person, we have a system that covers that. So systems can really replace lots and lots of labor, especially when you're beginning. Instead of an ops manager, I'd have an ops system that the ops manager just runs, and he might be able to run that in like 5 hours a week. Same with the hiring, right? If you don't have any system for him, you might just hire two or three people a month, which for most companies is the minimum, just if you're growing or you lose people or whatever. That might be a 40-hour week job, but if you've got the right system, hey, surprise, it's in the clean profit method, you can do that job in 5 hours a week. So instead of hiring a whole 40-hour person, you can have the system do 35 hours of the work, and then you can have one of the people that you already have do the 5 hours of work that's left over. So org chart first, job description second, systems third, and finally, you hire somebody. That's always the last option. People do it the opposite. They hire someone first, and then they try to create a system around that person, and then they create a job description around the systems that are bad because they did it around that person, and then maybe they'll put together an org chart, probably not. So they do it the exact reverse order. All that to say, never go all in on marketing and ignore the ops and then vice versa. Make sure that you're at least 80-20, so at least 20% of your time is in one or the other of those. Second, don't just do the work, create systems. Don't put out fires, put in a fire extinguisher. Third, on the ops side, org chart first, job description second, systems third, hiring last. Did that answer your question, my friend?
Absolutely, Mike. Absolutely. I got it now. I didn't realize it was that easy, man. You make everything seem so easy, man. I was over here just trying to figure it out on my own without asking you, and you made this seem so easy, man. Thanks.
It may not be easy, but it is definitely simple. Trust me, it's a crap ton of work, but it's not. You don't have to be a genius. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. Yeah, it's definitely a lot simple. Yeah, simple compared to how I thought it would be. Because what I was doing was the complete opposite. You know, I was crafting pretty much the job description around the person and not putting it as far as an order chart of descriptions, as well as, job descriptions and the systems. I was doing it the backwards way, like you just said. So,
unless anybody get confused and go, wow, Mike's really smart. No, Mike is not. Mike has made this mistake over and over and over. It took 20 years to figure out the right way to do it. So please know that I'm not some coach that read this in a book. I'm an idiot that did it the exact way, that the wrong way. And after years and years and years, figured out the right way to do it. So just encouragement. This is not coaching as much as one business, one entrepreneur to another trying to share some stuff. All right. Let's head to the lightning round, where I can shut up for 2 seconds to get some of Dominique's genius. And this guy is so bright. If you do come to the live event, make sure you reach out, grab Dominique. I freaking love this dude. He gets it. Hey, Clean Nation, this lightning round is brought to you courtesy of the ISSA and their annual event. If you want to hang out with me and all the other titans of the cleaning industry, don't forget to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018 right now and get your free access to the show. It's going to be amazing. It's coming up soon, end of October. Do it right now. growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA2018. I cannot wait to see you there. All right, that said, let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give three quick questions. Dominique's going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, Dominique, what is the best advice you've ever received, personally, professionally, just in your life, best advice you've ever heard?
Time is more valuable than money. You can always make more money, but you can never replace the time that you pretty much lose or spend.
That is, you get the absolute best lightning round answer of the week. I couldn't agree more. I forget where I heard it, but someone when I was younger said, a young man will trade time for money anytime. Like if I could just be 10 years older, but have $1 million, I'd do it. Old wealthy people would trade every penny they had for time. So you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we're rich, sometimes we're poor. Money pretty much always comes in. Even if you stop working, depending on what country you're in, the government will start sending you money. But once you've spent a day, a week, a month, a year, it is never, ever, ever coming back. That is very profound. Next question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you, my friend?
Not checking in with my customers on a regular basis. Okay. I was only checking in with them when they would call me with issues. And I started to realize that most of the time when they contact me with the issue, they are at the point where they fed up. And yep. Sometimes it don't leave me much option to really diffuse the problem. And if I was proactive and been, you know, communicating with them in advance, I probably wouldn't be in a situation where I may be losing the contract.
You are two for two, my friend. And I'm going to give you a bonus corollary that most people don't get. And most people get what you said, Dominique, but they won't do it, which drives me nuts. So if you're listening going, that was smart, actually call your customers, reach out to them, get the value. The second piece of that is it works. And again, I'm going to go real quick over a big concept that works the same in client attraction. A lot of us, most of us just want to talk to the people that are fed up and are like, I want a cleaning company now. But if you're in the Clean Profit Method, you see that, or you've heard me speak live, that's the iceberg. Above the iceberg is the one guy that's poked up his head and said, hey, I want to change now. And there's 20 other competitors. You want to be below the iceberg having conversations where you're the only one talking to them. And now there's 100 customers that are going to be looking for a cleaning service or make a change in the next 12 months, but you're the only one conversating with them. So just like you want to wait until they're pissed off and ready to leave before you try and save the account. When you're trying to get the account on the other side, you don't want to wait until they're ready, pissed off, and leave, and you have all this competition. You want to start that relationship way in advance. So take that for what it's worth. Last question, Dominique. What's your favorite book? And this can be personal or professional, just best book you've read that you can share with Clean Nation.
Let's see. One of my favorites is The E-Myth, and I know you speak on that one a lot, but I got to include this new book that this is my third time reading it now. It's called F.U. Money by Dan Locke. Have you heard of that book?
No, but I like the title.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much, man, like I'm pretty sure you'll love the book, man, because he speaks on a lot of the same principles that you teach on as far as like marketing to pain, amongst a bunch of other things, man, like, you know, marketing and sales and how to just is about the customer and not about you, like how you word things on your website, how you put things in your marketing.
Stonehouse Group versus Auto Dealer Cleaner. Go ahead.
Yeah, correct. And also, like, you know, finding mentors, you know, that achieve what it is you looking to achieve and model success. You know, so, like, he speaks a lot on that because it's not just about, like, you know, what it is that you learn. It's about what you do, what you learn. And me, myself, I'm a person, I have to be able to build a better relationship face-to-face, you know, like with people. So like me finding a mentor was like the best thing ever. So that book just pretty much, you know, resonates with where I'm at right now.
Beautiful. So F.U. Money and The E-Myth, great recommendations. Dominique, thanks for finally coming on the show, man. I feel like I've been hiding you as my little secret, man. I really appreciate you. Clean Nation, appreciate you. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Dominique's show notes page and the video I just made for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. If you want to meet Dominique and myself live and in person, hang out with us for 3 full days of Clean Profit Method amazingness, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.